To watch food TV tell it, every dish is a competition, a chance to vanquish some other chef on the path to glory. And if you believe the parade of internet contests and surveys, every restaurant is in a crosstown rivalry with another that serves similar food, and they're desperate for your vote to show who's best. The reality of a restaurant community based on its own living food culture is different. New Orleans gives us many convincing examples as chefs and restaurant owners who are technically competitors also have each other's backs. This weekend brings more proof, and this time it will be powered by Po' Boys. Just before Christmas last year, one of the city's old line traditional po' boy shops was knocked out of business in a most literal way. A little after 1 a.m., a traffic collision at the corner of Magazine and Valmont Streets sent a pickup truck careening through the front door of Guy's Po' Boys. Guy's reopened in April without much fanfare and with the same menu and same basic layout. It looked like the ship was righted and all was good, but it was not. Po' Boy shops are often the ultimate mom-and-pop operation, and Guy's certainly qualifies. Being out of business for the shank of the New Orleans season, from Christmas through much of spring, was a major blow. Guy's Po' Boys did not go looking for help, though. Instead, help came calling. A small circle of restaurant people known for their Po' Boys came together on their own and proposed a mini-festival of sorts, a one-day fundraiser that's all about Po' Boys. And it will be held right there at Guy's on Magazine Street this Saturday, June 18th, from noon to 4 p.m. That is sort of a limited schedule for an event like this, but it fits neatly within the normal business hours for Guy's Po' Boys, and it also fits with the format that these Po' Boy purveyors have in mind. It is low-key, with these other restaurants essentially setting up shop outside Guy's for the afternoon. One way to look at it is like a self-contained fundraiser in orbit around the little restaurant. To another way of looking at it, it's like a Po' Boy supergroup getting together to rock out for one of their own. Show up on Saturday and you can try short sample size portions of different Po' Boys from the collected group. That includes Tracy's Original Irish Channel Bar, Parkway Bakery, Parasols, Ye Olde College Inn, and Killer Po' Boys, a newer addition to the Po' Boy ranks with some original ideas for the style and form. Our favorite Po' Boy shops have proven resilient, keeping at it for decades or even generations, rebuilding after all kinds of New Orleans calamities, and keeping one cornerstone of our food culture intact. How do these individual shops rank? When they come together for something like this, all that seems irrelevant. Never mind who's better. The spirit of this event shows Po' Boys at their best. Get details about the event at wwno.org.